Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's shocking, I tell you. Yes, it is shocking. Is that one of those words? I have shocking things to tell you on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. She's shocking.
Shocking. And when you hear that, don't you feel like, okay, am I waiting to be surprised over something?
Yeah.
Or am I waiting to be appalled? It's shocking. It could go one of two ways.
Shocking. Could be a little of, in this world that we live in, it could be a little of both, frankly. Right now, however, we are not shocked to realize that today is May 4th. It's Thursday. The 4th be with you and all of that stuff. May the 4th be with you. Let's see how many different people. Every year there are different organizations. I even have in front of me a big flashing advertorial, I guess that's what it is, on an auction site that I frequent. May the 4th be with you. And there are all kinds of rare and unique Star Wars collectibles that you can buy today on this website. So, if you're a Star Wars fan, and frankly, what good red-blooded, not only American, but what good red-blooded human being is not a Star Wars fan? Come on. It's the thing.
Can I admit that today?
Yeah.
Can you ask me again tomorrow?
Wait till tomorrow, yes. Wait till tomorrow. Anyway, so today, the Star Wars universe, massive movie franchise. I can't think of a time when Star Wars didn't exist, but it was before 1977. May the 4th, 1977. That was it. And then the world of pop culture changed. And there are a lot of different things that are similar to Star Wars and Dune, the book Dune, which was out 1965. Apparently that is where George Lucas got his inspiration for the stories of outer space.
Oh, that's interesting, because now there are Dune film series. I think the sequel, is either in the works right now or it's coming out soon. I can't remember where they're at.
Yeah, well, there are how many different Star Wars movies, how many different Star Wars television programs, how many different Star Wars events you can go through, and is there a time that we look in the future that we don't think there's going to be some connection to Han Solo or Yoda? See, Yoda is my favorite of all the characters. I have a big poster on the wall in my studio next to a big framed picture of my beloved Charlotte Anne and next to my two children and my two grandchildren. So Yoda ranks right up there as an inspiration. And to me, Yoda is real. And so are the other characters, kind of, really. I think the fact that Darth Vader probably is the darkest of all the bad guys that have ever come across a screen or an idea in a movie. I mean, he's really a bad. And worse than some of these people in these horror movies, like Smile, or what is it? Smile?
Oh, yeah, that one was called Smile.
Yeah, yakabunga. But the core, bad to the core, evil to the core. So we have, but then at the end, he was okay. And that's not a spoiler alert, because if you haven't figured that out by now, you are from another planet.
Well, then you had the prequels that they did all of those things.
Yeah.
And then you say you like Yoda. Did you get into the whole baby Yoda craze? What was it a few years back with the Mandalorian?
No. I'm off of that. I don't know why I never get into it, because it seems to be right up my alley, but it was something that was on Paramount Plus, or it was one of the streaming services versus being on regular, standard, good old TV. And so I fumble around and try to find stuff over there on that in that universe, and I don't usually find the stuff. And so I get distracted by, instead of George Lucas, Dick Wolf and all his stuff. So anyway, the Star Wars lovers love this day. And, of course, now Walt Disney owns everything except the governor of Florida, not one, we don't own them. They own most of the state of Florida, but they apparently have missed the boat when it came to Mr. DeSantis. Anyway, the rise of all of these things, the rise of Skywalker. So anyway, there were the three new movies that came out together, and then there was the sort of going backwards into where it all started. What was that? The Phantom Menace and the Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. And then The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi. I think, what's her name? Is Rosie, what's her name? The girl that's in, that's the sort of heroine now. Rosie.
I am not familiar enough with
she's good.
Them.
Anyway, yeah, she's good. I can do without Adam Driver in most anything. But at any rate, so we celebrate, we have fun with it, we do things that are silly, and then we have, what'd you say, James?
Daisy Ridley.
That's right, too. Thank you. Daisy Ridley. How could we, Jay, how could you and I forget Daisy? How could
Daisy.
We not? Daisy.
Daisy Ridley. Daisy. Come on, man.
Yeah. Okay, the full moon is tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, May the 5th, so May the 5th be with you. Full moon, peak illumination. Like most full moons, many of the nicknames we use to describe them have historically come out of colonial or native or traditional American sources passed down by the old Farmer's Almanac. You know, there are two Farmer's Almanacs, the old one and the new one.
Oh, of course. And like the old one. The Old Testament and the New Testament.
That's it. Exactly. Right. Oh, what a great comparative. For farmers, if you believe in the old ways of thinking, right? So maybe if you're Jewish, you do better with an old Farmer's Almanac, because they're the Old Testament ones, right? And if you're a newfangled Christian, you do better with the new Farmer's Almanac, because of the New Testament. Got it? See the correlation there?
Yeah. Isn't there supposed to, with the moon, isn't there supposed to be a lunar eclipse that's like not just a normal lunar eclipse, it's something special that only comes around so many years? Like, I was reading about it. It's a complex
shadow
eclipse or something.
Isn't it the shadow? Something about the shadow.
Yeah, I think it's the shadow one, not the lunar eclipse where the moon turns red.
Prenumbral. The prenumbral lunar eclipse. Yeah, that's it. That's what it's called. Penumbral. Penumbral. Spelling lesson. Spelling time test in the next hour. It happens during the full moon in May. It is... Yeah, the shadow, it's hard to sometimes figure what is more interesting, whether the moon blocks the sun or the earth blocks the sun going to the moon,
mm-hmm.
because it could be either of those two things. No blood moon, though, I think, until that's later in the year.
Yeah, I think that's the second. There's two lunar eclipses this year. This is going to be the first one. I think the blood moon is the second one.
Mm-hmm. What a horrible name. But it turns, kind of looks red. That's why they call it.
Yeah, it's really cool looking.
Yep. And so we're almost, let me think, we're 10 days from getting out of Mercury being in retrograde. So the softer side of a retrograde usually is the end of it rather than the beginning of it. This one's been a little steep and a little tough for a lot of people. And so after the eclipse, maybe it'll be less intense for people. So here we are, eclipse season, Star Wars season, whole idea of the reference to the moon as the lunar surface. The word lunacy refers to people who have lost their minds, and that often happens when there's a full moon. There's a correlation. That's why the word is used as it is in an assimilative way, because the moon and lunar and lunatics and stuff, okay. That may not be politically correct, but heck, who cares? I'm tired of being so focused on being so politically correct. And then there was a Teacher Appreciation Day. It's actually this week is Teacher Appreciation Week, as acknowledged, tough job. The people who do it well should be recognized for their work.
Absolutely.
I think the problem is that there are a lot of teachers who are not that good anymore. I suppose there always were. I don't think I ever ran into a bad teacher, though, when I was in school. And the problem today, we keep railing about this, and I don't know whether it's old versus young, good versus bad, But so much of the stuff that's being taught today, depending on where you're going to school, but even, no, maybe I'll take that back. It may not be even where, it's not determined by where you are as much as what the main political thought is. And so banning books, which is ridiculous. Also, the
what happened to the whole just send a permission slip home and let the parents decide if they want their kids to partake in this specific lesson or
not? Stop telling us what to think, and let's teach people how to think. And because there's so many, the number I saw a survey, I don't think I talked about it on the air the other day. Maybe I did. I may have mentioned it. There was a survey that was released over the weekend as to political realities of teachers and the schools they go to and. Not only education on the public school level, but the post high school schools, colleges, way more liberal in thinking than the other side, left versus right, and that's just not right.
Yeah.
No matter what your political philosophy. Exactly, and that's why there are so many problems and things are not getting solved in our country, and we look at the prospects of having. Two people who ran against each other and got really nowhere. I had a dream last night, actually, of who was running for president and how it all shook out. And I was focused on, for some reason or another, Trump was the mainstay of my dream. I don't know why, but who knows? You know what? We can have somebody analyze our dreams from now until the cows come home. But it just is. It's. It's a strange time, Master Jack. It's a strange world we live in. So let's straighten it out by balancing our life with Balance 7. How about them apples? You can start this program, and in 3 days, you will find the acidity backup that's in your body being minimized, mutualized, if you will, because most people have too much acid. I certainly do and have. That's why I've liked getting on to the Balance 7 program. Because it's good for all the things that ail you, as Jack Stockwell will tell you. All of your health starts in your gut, so balance it out with Balance 7. Call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and you get the $15 off. You get the free My Smooth Skin, all kinds of great stuff. But you can't do it unless you get started. Start by calling 800-793-9039.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
O'Reilly. Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro-X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro-X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro-X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You are 71 sacked up. What's your 20? Over.
Olivia needs more drivers for her trucking company to go the extra mile.
Three more stops to make.
She wants to hitch a team to drive business forward.
Lots of double nickels on the 169. You know what I'm over? This driver shortage.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, it's 23 after the hour on the Thursday Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We now slide over into our social media segment, Facebook and Instagram, by the way. You can always find us Good Day at Good Day Radio Show and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. And, of course, dial us up. We got some ideas for maybe a few contests for some folks. 855-999-DOUG. Have that number handy by. You can always use our connection at gooddayshow.com for our daily downloads as well. Lots of, well, the bits and pieces, the cherry pie of the program get into the daily download at gooddayshow.com. So our social media focus is on the daughter of Carrie Fisher at the moment. Name is Billie Lord, and she's been speaking out, Jay, about why she didn't invite her aunts and uncles to her mother's Hollywood Walk of Fame induction. So we'll give you her explanation for that in case you care. If you don't care, you'll be excited to hear the reason anyway, because you could maybe use it yourself for aunts and uncles that you don't like. All right, we'll have that right after this.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
All right, so it appears, Jay, that Billie Lord doesn't like her aunts and uncles.
No.
And so she said, nah, you're not coming to the, which is today, I think, right? Isn't today the
Hollywood Walk of Fame induction? Yeah, on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Well, and the situation is where Carrie Fisher has two sisters, one brother, and one of the sisters, Jolie Fisher, and then her brother, Todd Fisher, both took to social media saying that for some reason their niece chose not to invite them to this event. They were omitted. Jolie Fisher said, called it a bizarre and misguided reason, all of this stuff. Mm. And Billie Lord came out and said that she normally doesn't do any of this stuff in public, but because she was slammed on a public forum, she felt the need to respond. Mm-hmm. And she said that her reasoning is that days after her mom died, her mom's brother and sister, the aunt and uncle, chose to process their grief publicly and capitalize on their mom's death with multiple interviews, selling individual books, making a lot of money on the situation. And as we all remember, Carrie Fisher died, and days later, Debbie Reynolds died.
Mm-hmm.
And there were always so many photos of the three, Billie Lord, her mom, and her grandmother. Mm-hmm. So it really was a devastating time. And she said that she's a mother now herself, and she said that there's no feud. They just don't have a relationship. She chose to break a cycle of a family dynamic she wanted no part of, wanted her child to have no part of.
Sure,
and
sure.
That's that. Good for her.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. The fact that I think the clever way in which they used her mother in the last Star Wars movie was it shows what you can do with the mm-hmm. technical stuff they've created. But I remember when she was sick during the last of the shoots, she got on the plane. As soon as she was done shooting, they went to the airport and she got on a United jet for Los Angeles, and by the time she got to Los Angeles, she was dead.
Coming home for Christmas dinner. Debbie Reynolds had the Christmas table already set.
Yep. It's tough on, look at what happened to Debbie Reynolds. You got to see the strength of the relationship there by the fact the mother leaves right after the daughter leaves. So, at any rate, it would be good to see what happens at the Star ceremony today. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So what if that perfectly trained cat, all of a sudden, for no reason you can think of, stops using the litter box? You know, every cat is entitled to an accident once in a while. However, if your cat elimination habits suddenly change, it's really important you take it to the vet for a checkup. Once you've ruled out all the physical problems, here are things that you need to understand. Make sure you select the right type of litter box. If it was an outdoor cat that you brought in, they may not know from litter. You might want to use the litter box, but fill it with some dirt and grass from outside till they get used to it. Select the right type of litter. Keep the litter box clean. You know, cats are fastidious about their cleanliness, so a dirty litter box can get your cat right out. And here's the biggest mistake people make. When cleaning up, they run to the cupboard and they pick up ammonia or any of those cleansers underneath the kitchen sink. All of them contain ammonia, and so does urine. So by cleaning up with ammonia, what you're doing is you're putting down the same scent. Make sure you use a good odor neutralizer. That can make all the difference in the world. But check with your vet first. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons. Anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles with and without laces. And most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM Radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 5...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The suspected gunman in a deadly mass shooting at a Midtown Atlanta medical center was arrested after about an eight-hour-long manhunt. 24-year-old Deion Patterson is accused of shooting five women, killing one. Three of the women are in critical condition as of last night. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
During an enormously tense afternoon and evening, I want to thank our citizens for keeping calm, staying in place, and for providing critical information to law enforcement throughout the day.
The Israeli military is reporting Israeli troops this morning killed three Palestinians wanted in connection with a deadly attack against Israelis. Forces entered the city of Nablus in the early morning hours and raided an apartment where the men were located. According to the statement from the military, troops and the suspects exchanged gunfire where the three men were killed. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The call of the day is to me. Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. The cobwebs here from all the allergies, from all of the rain and all of the poop in the air. That's kind of what it is, just poop in the air. Here, there,
enough.
And everywhere, exactly. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner on the 4th. The 4th is with us. Kentucky Derby starting the Triple Crown season this weekend. Maybe we should have a contest, Jay. What do you say? Different names that could belong to a rock band, a racehorse, or the title of a pornographic film.
Oh, that would right? be a fun little trivia game. Let's do it.
Yeah. How about it? Whiskey makes me frisky. What do you think?
I feel like that's going to be a horse. Is that a horse?
Yeah. Shamrock 69.
Corn.
Baby, is that... Yeah. All right. So if you have a good, this is how we'll do this, 855-999-DOUG for a setup. If you have an interesting combination The name has to belong to a rock band, racehorse, and the title of a film that's something you won't admit to having watched. Okay? So there. Try that one on for size. Let me try this and see what happens. 855-999-3684 for that doo-wah-diddy. Now, let's see here. Question, is I a good broadcaster that I think I am? I know I am, actually. I wouldn't have survived as long as I have if I do say so myself. So what's the question, what's the answer to the question, should you be selling your stocks right now? Let's say you have a $500,000 portfolio, and that's not unusual for people who have saved well and done well. It's actually kind of a light portfolio for many people who get to retirement age that think that they need to have $5 million or something. So there are a lot of different companies around that will scare you, or they will lull you to sleep or whatever. I find, and it's not an ad, but I find that, and maybe I was brought to this by some of the things that you see on TV or some of the ads that you hear, because they can be influential, and that's what they're supposed to be. I mean, that's the whole idea behind advertising, right? Is to influence people's thinking into doing something, making a decision, buying something, going somewhere, etc. So Fisher Investments have a report out now that you might want to look at because of all of the hoopla about the banks, the three banks that have closed in the last month or so, and whether or not one of the things that has gotten a lot of attention is what happened to the stock in First Republic. The other banks, their stock wasn't of much interest in the first place, but this bank had valuable stock and now it's worth nothing. And what is the story with that, and how do you protect yourself? It's different if you have money in the bank versus you have stock in the bank, unless it's a mutual bank, and the mutual banks are mostly held by the people who have deposits there. So that would be a different story, but the situation with the latest, the First Republic, all the money that was in the bank is safe. It's now over on deposit at J.C. Morgan Trust or whatever, J.C., you know, but you know what I mean. I always get these big banks confused because I don't do business with them because they're deplorable to do business with.
J.P. Morgan, is that the one?
J.P. Morgan, yeah.
J.C.
Right.
Penney is where you spend that money.
You spend the money at J.C. Penney's, correct, yes. At any rate, speaking of spending money, for those of you who are into illicit stuff, this is something you may be very interested in. It seems that in some states, you know how they have, I have next door to me on my home farm is an organic farm, and they sell their seeds every year at this time. They grow more than they get more seed. They take seeds from the things they grew the year before, and they use them, and that's what you're supposed to do, unless you do business with Monsanto, and they don't let you do that. But that's the way of the world. The world is supposed to be you grow things, you take the seeds from the things you grow, and then you replant them, other than in the world of Monsanto. So now there are people who have grown marijuana over the years, and it's obviously been the black market, it's been illegal, all those things. Now, because it's legal in 28 states, I think, you can... Most of these states are allowing cannabis seeds and clones to be sold directly to consumers to grow at home. So this is being done by most of the cannabis growers. Remember, I have told the story about I had a license to grow, but I never consummated here on my farm. So, but if you're a grower and you've got extra seeds and maybe extra clones, you can buy them from an adult licensed marijuana retailer, if that's of interest. And that's in most of the states that have that ability. And I don't imbibe, I don't like it, frankly. People used to laugh at me, who knew me well, when I first got the license to grow. They said, you're going to grow, you're growing marijuana? Because it doesn't really fit into my wheelhouse. But at any rate, it was a way I've been working and searching for ways to pay off a huge mortgage for a long time, and I'm still at it. Anyway, so if you have a favorite marijuana retailer, you can go in and ask them. You know, it seems anti-purposeful in a manner of speaking, because if you're growing, then you're not going to go buy from them. But at any rate, that's I'm not here. What is the old expression? Ours is not to reason why. Ours is just to do or die. And so I'm just telling you the story.
Well, you
can buy 12 plants.
And you have to hope that people who are buying them, if that's the case, that these are people who don't necessarily have green thumbs and will just kill them and then buy more.
There you go. Now, why didn't I think of that as a way to look at what's the reality here? Okay, let's get to some of the heartaches by the number here. The Atlanta shooter, police confirming, name is Deion Patterson, 24-year-old, opened fire at Midtown Atlanta's Northside Hospital, taken into custody, killed one person, sent four others back into the hospital. He was fleeing. He jacked a car, I think, right? Isn't that how this all started?
No, that's how he got away.
Oh, he got away in the car.
Yeah,
okay.
He went into the hospital.
Why did he go in and shoot the place up?
Somebody.
What's his beef? Or what was
fortunately, they were able to apprehend him, so maybe we will find out.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot of times these shooters end up dead themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just pretty much
saving a lot of money for the taxpayers.
Trying to put the pieces together and figure things out. And here we might be able to figure out what actually happened.
Every day.
The victims were all women ranging in age from 25 to 71. Mm-hmm. Were they targeted? Like, we'll find out.
Is our country in decline? Is because of this? This is something that we wrestle with every day. There's too many people here. They can't be managed. There's too much stuff. There are too many opposing points of view that can't be reconciled. And so this goes on and 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 on.
I'd say society across the globe, in a global kind of sense.
Declining.
Yes, totally.
How do we survive?
But it always has been, because think about how you grew up, Doug, when you were a child. Certain things you were allowed to go do that I probably wasn't allowed to do as a child because it was just a different world. Things that I and, then look at your children. They were able to do things that now your grandchildren aren't able to do because, again, it's another world.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll be able to do things that we weren't able to do, right? Yeah. I don't know. I find it that, you know, I want to stay away from these things. I feel like I have a duty to inform people, to talk about it a little bit, because that's the nature of the program, to talk about what's going on, the things that matter, the events of the day, the people, the issues, and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like we spend a lot of time and don't get anywhere, so why bother to spend a lot of time talking about it, frankly?
I feel the same way with social media in terms of Good Day On Air, Twitter, and Good Day Radio Show, Instagram, and Facebook, where we need to talk about a lot of the stuff. This is what's happening. We do cover news kind of situations, not kind of, straight up.
Yeah, we do.
But
yeah.
At the same time, Good Day is in the title, and isn't it just, don't we want a break?
Yeah, thank you.
We will save all the news topics and conversation for social media on Thursdays when we want your input, so we could talk about it on Friday.
Yeah.
Otherwise, let's just only have good stuff on social, at least. What do you say?
I say that that's the voice of a winner, a winner of a national radio award that we're going to see. Now, last year, I took the Gracie Award home with me because all three of you wanted me to have it, but this year you take your award. It's yours. You take it home.
Doug, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Oh, my goodness. Did you just mock me?
No. Never not been used. All right. The story of Bad Vlad Pukin Putin continues. Imagine the Ukrainians try to kill him. Russia claims the Ukrainians tried to kill Vladimir Putin. Hooray for the Ukrainians. How come they haven't done it before? And why isn't somebody else trying to kill him? To get him out of the... Put him out of his misery and all the other people in the world that he's made miserable.
Well, maybe somebody else is. Because Ukraine is saying that it wasn't them.
Not me. Nope. Could be the Finns, right? They're always known for their aggression. Not. Anyway. Somehow or other, the Chinese and the Russians will blame the Americans for it. And who knows? It may be the Americans that are doing it. I'll bet you, though, that the drones said made in China on it. So let's go blame the Chinese. It was the Chinese who did it. Let's start that rumor. Want to? The Russians have been warning you what?
I said, ooh, crickets.
Ah, yeah, right. The mayor of Moscow is a guy named Sergei Sobyan. Said all the drone flights over the city are banned from now on. There we go. No more service, no more security worries for Bad Vlad, because there'll be no way. If it was legal in the first place, this was an illegal drone, so we're going to stop the legals. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
What if it was from the inside?
Make it easier. Yeah, I bet you somebody in the Kremlin's trying to kill him. That would make more sense almost than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. We can only hope. Meanwhile, with the Russians, the cosmonauts that are up in the International Space Station performed a spacewalk yesterday. Sergei, let's see what I can do with this name, Prokopyev and Dmitry Petelin made a spacewalk outside the space station. Both of them assisted in the movement of an experiment airlock, an experiment that the others, I guess, have worked on before. It's a multi-purpose laboratory module that they, I don't know, can they take it away, actually? Can it launch off of the... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I think it's like moving an airlock situation or whatever, but it took them a little bit to get started because they have to do the buddy checks and everything.
This is the 262nd spacewalk for the space station in support of maintenance and that kind of stuff. Fifth spacewalk this year alone. So, good. So the Russians and the Americans seem to be getting along okay up there, which is probably a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Oh, at Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Great. It's yours. See you then.
Nathan's tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party booking.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm going to need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three after the hour now. Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. FoodFarmFamily.com is where you go to find it. You know, we should do a podcast and just put Food Farm Family into a podcast at FoodFarmFamily.com. I guess
that's
we are doing
a brilliant
that.
Brilliant idea.
Kind of, aren't we doing? That's kind of what we're doing
done.
Anyway.
Done. Done what
and
we're done. Doing.
All right. FoodFarmFamily.com. Today we celebrate National Orange Juice Day. Yum. Day set aside to celebrate the wonders of orange juice has become one of the most popular fruit juices in America. The naysayers say, there's too much sugar in it. No, lots of vitamin C, lots of good in it. There are different types of orange juice. Sometimes the ones that have been de-sugarized, mm-hmm. you get those on the plane and they taste terrible. Yuck. You know?
Yeah. Or if you get the ones that are naturally sugar-free, it's just only what is in the sugars in
yes.
the actual fruit, no added sugar.
Right.
Those are great. And
those
if it says
good.
No added sugar on the label, that's a good mm-hmm. one to get. But if it says no sugar or zero sugar and it's just check the ingredient list because it might be swapped out for aspartame, and that
yeah.
stuff is
yeah,
gnarly on your body.
Not good. So the idea, though, behind drinking orange juice and what it has, sunshine vitamin C. Remember those commercials? Sunshine vitamin C. It does have lots of vitamin C. It tastes good. I have an orange every day. I have orange juice, glass of orange juice every day. I don't like the orange juice that's made out of mandarin oranges or clementines. I like just straight up either Florida oranges, California oranges.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones. And so, but you know, everybody's got their own thing. I also like squeezing orange juice. I had the
yeah.
most fun. I've got a squeezer here. I had a squeezer when I was a little boy. I used to squeeze the oranges and watch the, just, you know, it was a little motor you pushed down on it, and it took the pulp out and the juice out, and it went down over into a little drain, and you put the glass underneath it. It was very cool. Loves them. Yankee ingenuity. Anyway, so, and orange juice made from concentrate just doesn't hack it. There's whatever it is, it's like the real thing. I know
yeah.
frozen concentrate orange juice, what a lot of you use, mix it up with water, but it never really, you don't really ever get it mixed up completely. So there's a part of it where the concentrate is that is thicker and juicier and sweeter, and then the stuff on the top that doesn't have the water. It's, you know, just buy the regular stuff or make it.
Yeah, make it. That'd be great. Yeah. We're not talking Sunny D over here.
No.
Real OJ.
The real McCoy, if you will. All right, so here's the recall of the day. Listeria in facilities. Center for Produce Safety has found that Listeria contamination in produce processing facilities likely occurs in non-contact areas like drains and floors and ceilings. I could have told you that. We've had that problem. Any dairy farmer, anybody who's been around milk or processing milk, it's in the drains and almost impossible to get rid of. That's why you want to have things in your body that can you know, kind of control it, if you will. I use milk as an example, but it could be conveyor belts that the lettuce or some other produce is sorted on those belts. Let's see here. Surfaces in general, there are some non-contact surfaces that could lead to contaminating zones. And so this outfit here is conducting a lot of samples going into facilities. And then, you know, there's the cleaning and sanitizing. So what happens, and I will tell you this from my experience, if you know when the inspector is coming, you clean the place up. So if the inspectors come when you're not expecting them, that's probably a smarter way
that's
for them.
That's when it counts. That's when
right,
it counts.
Exactly. Find out what's really going on. And so a lot of these facilities are so big, they belong to huge corporations that really don't give a damn about anything that has to do with protecting the people that buy the stuff. And so these packing houses get bigger and bigger and bigger. Processing facilities get bigger and bigger and bigger. And here we are with a real problem. And that's why every day we have these lists of things that are on the lookout, that you need to be on the lookout for, that have relevant problems with them. Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria. And of those three, Listeria is the worst by far. Not only is it upstairs, you know, you can really get sick on the stuff, but as I said, it's very difficult to get rid of. And so the better the sanitation programs, the better, the healthier, all that stuff. Yeah, but you know what? If you go to the farm, I say this like it's sounding like a broken record, but you go to the local farms in season and you get the stuff. I know that doesn't help you off season, but in the real season, starting like about now, you get the stuff from local farms, or certainly later on in the month. All right, we'll cover that on the American Family Farmer this week, too, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmer.com, all part of this food farm family deal that we have on Good Day, 59 after.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.